Hi there, and welcome back. It's another episode of Habits into Health. This is Michael Ann Conley. I am your habit change agent and host of this podcast show. I am here to help you become a change agent in your own life. If you want to create new habits that are more supportive of you, rather than holding you back, this show is for you. If you feel stuck in some area of your life, have some patterns that are holding you back, and you want to move forward, come on aboard. What I know is that you can unwind these patterns that have been blocking you from reaching the future that you want for your life. And what we do in the show is we help you discover the hidden layers in yourself that are getting in the way of the changes that you want to make. For our topic today, I'm actually going to start with the end in mind, because I end most episodes by saying, start small and be kind to yourself along the way, right? Well, with this episode, we'll reinforce how big it is to start small and how important it is to give yourself credit at each step along the way. One aspect of that is understanding that less is more, not as a concept, but actually as an experience. Over the last few weeks, I've been encouraging you to try out the Three Blessings practice, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. This is a less is more practice, and you get to give yourself credit for the very small things that went well during your day. And the experiential practice that we do in every episode of the Habits into Health podcast is also a less is more approach. We humans learn and understand by what we do. So let's focus on this foundation for self-exploration by having you teach yourself that by doing less, you can experience yourself more as a result. And let's start today by just having you focus on something that you have already experienced today that went well, by whatever definition you make. As you hold this experience that went well, and anything that you did to participate in that, where do you notice yourself physically? Now, this may seem like a strange question because you're thinking, but thinking doesn't just happen in this part of yourself called your brain. And in fact, the more you do the Habits into Health practice, the more you'll recognize the physicality of your thinking. When you are thinking, there are things going on in the muscular parts of you, in the hormonal parts of you, in the electrical energy parts of you. And this question simply invites you to shift from the content of what you're thinking to what you are experiencing in the physical part of yourself, in what you call your body. Just give yourself permission. Be attentive to the sensations that are in yourself. As you focus on something that you have already experienced today that went well, where do you feel this? Do you experience something in your face? Perhaps a smile begins to emerge as you focus on this something that you've experienced today that went well. Maybe there's a lifting in your eyes or your chest. Perhaps you experience something down your arms and into your hands as you consider this experience that went well today. Just do a general body scan, you know, travel down your chest, down into your belly, into your pelvis, into your buttocks and thighs, down your legs to your feet. Where is this experience of wellness? And you might say, well, I experience it in all of me. And that is true. And yet with experience of doing the practice, you will get more skilled in recognizing more specific places. Because it's not just happening everywhere, it's also happening in local areas. So everywhere is like your general sense of yourself. and local areas is like feeling something in your belly or in your little finger. Just notice your experience of yourself as you are thinking about something that you've experienced today, something that happened today that went well. Bring your experience to the foreground. You're not going to stop thinking, because your mind does that. That part of your mind that does what you call thinking, it continues, but you don't have to put that in the foreground. You can feel your thinking. And notice what the effect of that is. What's it like to shift your attention from the story that you're telling yourself to something that's in yourself? And don't forget to let yourself breathe. Sometimes when we overfocus in one area, we stop ourselves from the natural rhythm of our breath. And if you find yourself getting pulled into the story of what went well, bring yourself back to the location that you've recognized and notice what's happening there. It will be moving and changing too. This is a practice in self-contact. And it is its own reward. Because over time with practice, you can become more effective at experiencing this self-contact. And if you feel uncomfortable, it doesn't have to be bad. You can recognize it as a signal to listen and learn from. Now let's shift gears. We're going to have a little station identification. Just to remind you that my name is Michael Ann Conley, and you're listening to Habits into Health. I am a holistic therapist, and I've been supporting people around habit change for about 30 years, from very serious life-threatening habits that we would typically call addictions, like alcoholism and drug addiction, to habits that aren't going to lead to you getting a DUI, but make you unhappy nonetheless, all the way to chewing your fingernails or eating food that you know doesn't serve you, or believing that you're incomplete or not whole or that something's wrong with you. All of those are habits too. Our approach here in Habits into Health is very different than what you'll find elsewhere on the web. So I invite you to come to habitsintohealth.com and check out my ebook. If you're feeling dragged down by a pattern or a habit that just is not freeing you up, then this book can support you. I clarify 5 top warning signs that could apply to you and some things that you can do to get unstuck. And when you give me your name and your email address, I'll keep in touch with you with other tips and support. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for Habits into Health on iTunes. We'd appreciate your review and your ratings. That would be great. And you can come to Facebook at habits.into.health. So let's talk about our topic. I thought it would be interesting, since I end most episodes by saying start small and be kind to yourself along the way, to use that for today's episode, because each of these sounds simple. Start small, be kind to yourself along the way. And in my experience with myself and in supporting clients, I can say that if you do just these 2 things as much as you can change your whole life. And yet, anything that sounds simple also has layers. In this episode, we'll reinforce how big it is to start small and how important it is to give yourself credit at each step along the way. Here's a question. Could you consider 1 or 2 situations, either in your personal life or at work, in which you waited to give yourself credit until you reached some kind of completion or got some kind of reward? And just kind of tune into that. And now consider some situations in which you paused, reflected, and celebrated when you were halfway to finishing the task. Yay, I'm halfway there! And how about the times you've cheered yourself on just for starting something? I'm going to guess that you're more likely to celebrate at the end than at the beginning or at other steps along the way. So many times we forget that smaller leads to bigger. The little steps lead to the finish. So if you're inclined to celebrate only when you get the results you've been aiming for, it's a setup. Maybe your project won't fail, but you have made your feelings about yourself dependent on external rewards. This really came home to me in a really big way. I've been reading a new biography of the life of Tennessee Williams, the famous playwright, best known for The Glass Menagerie, A Streetcar Named Desire, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. The book, in case you're interested, is by John Lahr, and it's called Tennessee Williams, Mad Pilgrimage of the Flesh. This man chased success his entire life. He was both driven by it and distrusted it. And he was never comfortable in his own skin. By accounts from everyone he knew and himself. In fact, his plays were stories about his own life and his deep unhappiness. His life was filled with despair, and when a play didn't do well at the box office, he was distraught. And then, even when there was celebration, when a play was successful, and with his lifetime of success, which came with worldwide renown, he still didn't find peace within himself. And here's a question for you. Where do you find peace in yourself? Do you wait for the big reward to feel okay? Rather than setting yourself up by rewarding only your big successes, the promotion, the big sale, the things that happen with fireworks, it's even more important to give yourself credit for the activities you engage in that are steps toward that completion, or maybe for the activities you engage in that have no definitive goal in mind at all. How would your life be different if you rewarded yourself for this and set aside whether you have achieved a bigger goal of acclaim or acknowledgement or approval, all of those things that so many of us seek and lead to unhappiness when it doesn't happen? Let's take you back to a time you've been around a baby. Most of us have been around a baby at least once in our lives. There is a lot of growth and learning happening every single day. You can be gone for a day and come back and the baby is doing something that it wasn't able to do the day before. Lifting her head while she's on her stomach. Reaching for something that he sees. Rolling over. Holding a spoon. Walking is a big day, but there are many movements that happen on the way to that day. If you're like most other people, you celebrated all those little steps, whether you were around your own child or someone else's, just the moment becomes a big yay, go for it. Why give that up in your own adult life? Where's the sense in that? These past few episodes, we've focused on one practice that involves giving yourself credit for small things and experiencing the satisfaction that comes with that. In every episode, we do a practice that helps you uncover the small successes of self-contact. And while no single thing works for everyone, the Three Blessings practice is really worth a shot. And also the Habits into Health practice that we do in every episode. Here's a review of the Three Blessings practice at its simplest. At the end of every day, no matter what time that happens for you, before you go to sleep, write down three things that went well that day and why they went well. That's the foundation. And if you want to experiment with some variations of that, come to habitsintohealth.com and search for the word blessings in the search box on the top right. In some of the episodes, we've incorporated ways of using the Habits Into Health experiential practice along with the three blessings practice. Anything that you do in each and every day that gives you a sense of contentment and peace about the small successes along the way is a really big step toward making the changes you want for your life. And for now, it's time for me to sign off. I'd love to hear your feedback about what we've been doing here and about what most keeps you stuck in old patterns or helps free you for your next step. Come to habitsintohealth.com and let me know by clicking on the survey link. And if you have a habit that's creating problems for you, or if someone you know has a problem habit, be willing to start small and be kind to yourself along the way. You've been listening to Habits Into Health, and this is Michael Ann Conley. I'm here to help you stop feeling out of control over those habits that don't serve you, to stop wondering what you're doing wrong or what's wrong with you, and start creating a life where you're in charge of them rather than the other way around. Thanks so much for joining me.